The breath of forgiveness is an extension of the breath of acceptance. The simplest form of the breath of forgiveness is accomplished by calming yourself and settling into a comfortable position. Stay alert, stay relaxed, stay calm. Breathe deeply. Inhale through your nose and exhale through slightly parted lips. Think of the person you're engaged in the process of forgiving. As you exhale, send the thought on your breath. I forgive you, name, for the thing that you did. Fill in the blanks with your own words. Continue breathing in this manner until you feel you've actually forgiven the person for what they did to hurt or harm you. If you get stuck on a certain person or infraction and tire of this task, don't push yourself. Either go on to another or take a break. If you go on to another, resolve to return to the problem later. If you take a break, try to limit it to no more than 48 hours. Experience teaches us that shorter and more frequent sessions, as often as 3 or 4 times a day, give better results than infrequent but longer sessions. You can also do a more thorough form of the breath of forgiveness by doing the entire breath of acceptance as given earlier, focusing your attention on what you want to forgive. When you reach the final phase, do stage one, accepting the person, place, or thing that you intend to forgive. Or stage two, accepting yourself if you intend to forgive yourself. Then go on to stage three in the first case, or stage four in the second. Stage three of the final phase is to forgive this person, place, or thing. Before we can forgive anyone, anything, any place or event, we must first learn to accept that person, place, or thing, or event, and ourselves. If you haven't accomplished these things to your own satisfaction, return to stage one and or stage two and continue working on those issues. The work of stage three of the final phase of the breath of forgiveness is to imagine the person, place, or thing, or event that has harmed you during the pause between inhalation and exhalation of your meditation. In your imagination, imagine yourself forgiving that person, place, thing, or event for the harm they have caused you. There's one change in your breathing we'd like to suggest. With the breath of acceptance, you are asked to inhale and exhale through your nose. With the breath of forgiveness, we suggest you inhale through your nose, but exhale through your mouth. Let go all the energy you have invested in the object of your forgiveness as you exhale. Your exhalation can still be very quiet. You don't need to do it loudly, but you can if it helps. Continue this stage until you are convinced you really do forgive them, just as the divine forgives both them and you. Send the message to the person, place, or thing in your imagination that you forgive them for all the hurtful things they did to you. Continue sending this message on your exhalation through your mouth until you actually do forgive them to the best of your ability. Forgiveness is a very powerful healing technique. As you forgive others, you heal yourself. You open yourself to divine forgiveness, and your spirit sends out healing energy to others. People will sense and feel a change in you, even if they don't see any change in your appearance. We expect most people will also see a change in your face, posture, walk, and demeanor, as well as hear a difference in your voice. Stage 4 of the final phase is to forgive ourselves. Having forgiven others, use the same technique to forgive yourself. By forgiving yourself for all the perceived and actual wrongs you've committed, you heal yourself and increase your own healing energy many times. It's only by forgiving ourselves and all others that we heal ourselves and become a healing channel for all others. We encourage you to work through stages 1, 2, 3, and 4 for the rest of your life. As you do these practices, you heal yourself on more and more levels of being, and you become a healing center for others.